It's Bone, Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP Show, at Roger and JP on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can like us or follow us there. Make comments during the show if you like. If you can't call us, a lot of people listen at work with maybe headphones on, so you can't really call us. So you can do that if you like. And if you want to call us, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. I was reading this article, and I'm not a big fan, but I know Monica is, and I know, JP, you've seen your share of scary movies. There's some scientists.
When I was a kid, I haven't watched one in like 20 years.
Well, I know the one especially that you watched, but the scientists who have figured out by following the science what the scariest movie is of all time. They did it by hooking up a bunch of people to heart monitors, and they had them watch 120 hours each. 120 hours of horror movies, and they measured their beats per minute and then the spikes of the heartbeat. So, they say here the average resting heart rate, that's what I was wondering, 65 beats a minute, they say. So it's something like that for, say, most people, average person. And they ran them through all these horror movies, and they found out that the number one horror movie is from 2012, Sinister, with Ethan Hawke. Listen, Mel.
Do you know it, Monica?
Have you seen it?
I haven't heard it, but I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It got beats per minute. It raised from average of 65 to an average over all these people of 86 beats per minute, but it spiked their heart rates at 131 beats per minute.
Yes.
So that's a big spike just by following the science. But the number two movie got people up to 133 beats per minute in the spike, but it came in number two because it did. And that was Insidious from 2010. Do you know Insidious?
I've heard of Insidious too. I haven't seen any.
So you
got to
see both of these.
Ones. Like I haven't seen like, except for Saw. I haven't seen any of the newer horror movies, and I need to. Although I'll be honest with you, I don't know about that list or if this movie is on that list. But
it's science.
Overhearing about Annabelle, like it's a doll. Kick it. I don't understand. Like I never understood Chucky and all of that. Like it just didn't.
Yeah,
it's a doll.
Kick you're not
it,
buying that
on
one.
It. Like no, that Annabelle thing. And I think they made two of them. Supposed to be super scary, and I can't get into that.
I remember we did a big event when the project. What was it?
Oh, Blair Witch.
Blair Witch Project. Yeah. Right? We did a big. That was the dumbest. I'm like.
Face is the dumbest. That was a great. Here's the thing, though. I saw it the weekend it came out, so I didn't know what we all know now, and I don't want to ruin it in case people haven't seen it. But
how did you not know?
Because how would I know? It wasn't like it was professionally. Like it looked like it was it looked like a documentary. It looked real, and at the end when the dude was just facing the wall, oh my God!
Listen.
And then I left there, and I was in a mall, and I was just freaked out.
Your brain was still in the movie.
Oh, it was in that mode for a long time.
So we did a whole event out here. We did our own screening at the radio station. It might not have been opening weekend. It might have been the weekend after or whatever it was, but we did it here. And I'm watching. Now, remember, I don't like watching scary movies because I don't like that feeling of being scared because it feels like I'm having a panic attack kind of thing.
Which this proves out.
That movie sucked so bad. I'm like, this is. I could not wrap my head around how anybody thought it was real.
How did you think it was fake if you didn't know? I just ruined it for everybody. But like,
it's Blair Witch. It's been out for 20 years.
I feel bad. But I mean, how did you not know that it was fake? Like, how would you know if nobody told you?
No part of me felt like it was real.
But it was a documentary. No, like, you weren't scared for her crying in the woods, not knowing if she was going to live or die. And these students were like taken off. They made it look real.
You think so? I don't know.
Well, early on, that was the big discussion thing was how much of Blair Witch is real, if it's real, if it's not real. And people were buying it hook, line, and sinker.
In the very
beginning, the hype for that coming out was, it wasn't a big movie yet. It was like, have you seen this movie? Someone's got, I don't know where people used to see it. Maybe it was on, Napster or something. You know, I have no idea, but there was like a buzz about it. And then they put it out officially. And that was the whole discussion about it was if it actually happened. But I guess that's, the hype, too, for the movie.
I remember just sitting in the back parking lot, shaking my head, like, when is this thing over? My God. I just thought it was...
You're too cool for
how many more not murders can I
again,
watch?
Again, Monica, stop it. It's not about being too cool. I could not understand how anybody thought it was real.
And you know what's funny? As much as you... I can't understand how someone would know. Unless it was the next weekend. I'm glad I saw it when I did, because I would have never seen it watching that the whole time, knowing what I knew. Like, it would have ruined it for me. I enjoyed the scare and thinking it was real and freaking out for hours and hours after, like basically the rest of the day and being freaked out by it. And then honestly, finding out it wasn't was a huge relief. I'm like, okay, now I don't have to be scared anymore. Like,
right, but then they tried to didn't they do a Blair Witch 2?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I'm like, why would you? You knew the first one. Well, you got scammed the first time. If you're one of those people who got sucked into thinking it was real, then they scammed you. Why would you go watch the sequel?
After that, it's just a regular horror movie. Yeah. You know, it's a movie, and then you go watch it.
That's why I didn't see the second one.
Have you seen The Conjuring, Monica, or Hereditary, or Paranormal Activity?
None of that.
Those are also up there. So the top five, you got to see.
I do. I watch.
These are all the ones with the highest heartbeats.
I really do. This is the week I try to watch all the scary movies, but I read a scary book, and now I'm like, I was freaked. I woke up all sweating and scared and couldn't get back to sleep. Yeah, so I need to start watching the scary movies because that scary book thing is worse, believe it or not.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good time either.
No, that's intense.
I read a couple
Stephen King books years ago, it'll get in your head.
I could have put it down. It was really, really good. But then I wish, who does that before they fall asleep?
I don't know.
Right.
Myself over, yeah.
I stopped reading it at night. I'm like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. I'm going to watch scary movies this week, though, for sure. Except tonight is tonight.
What's tonight?
Perfect timing. 2 hour season premiere of This Is Us.
I've got some chocolate.
I've got some Kleenex. I'm going to just go home and ball and love it. It's going to be great.
You're the last person I would expect to be someone who looks to cry.
Because I don't cry. Exactly. Because it takes... I'm not a really extremely sad person, but... But it's an outlet. It's like forcing me to. We all have to cry.
It's a good show. I mean, it just is.
Let me try and tie this together here. When you were a kid, going through all that stuff, did you? I know you said you spent a lot of time in your room.
Yeah.
Crying?
Reading. No, not crying. No, just reading. I would cry out of frustration sometimes. Sure, absolutely. Just pure frustration.
But you lived the life that you led and the childhood that you had. And yet... And no tears for the most part.
Nothing.
You just read and just tried to, when you were old enough to go be surrounded by friends, you surrounded yourself by friends and just kind of did what you had to do to get through it.
Yeah.
That would make you the last person to go want to watch somebody else's life story on television, which, by the way, is fake, and grab Kleenex and cry to it.
It's like an experience. It's like I know what's going to happen. It's a nice emotional release. This is the week to emotionally release, if you know what I mean. So I'm like, okay, this is the most perfect timing for me to watch, sit down
are
and
you
watch.
Are you bleeding?
So bad.
Oh, I am.
So
no.
I'm in constant pain. Yesterday, I wanted to kill everybody. Yesterday, I wanted to die a horrible death. I just, someone shoot me.
You know what you need.
What's today?
Roll a dog.
I should stick something on there. But see, I'd have to wait. What's today? Tuesday?
You have to wait till Thursday.
You're funny, man. You want Anflo to set up the grill outside?
You do that for me, Anflo?
Absolutely.
You've been so mean to me.
I don't know
what I did to you, but...
Oh. Nothing. It's what I do. I'm sorry. Sometimes love hurts.
Yeah, you can back up off the punching because...
Make sure you got ketchup on my hot dogs.
Oh, come on, man. Anflo, you've ruined a lot of things for me in my life. Don't ruin hot dogs, dude. That ain't cool.
She's got a point, Anflo. Yeah.
Point about what?
You put her in a coma.
Yeah. Give me a hot dog.
You can let her have a hot dog.
It was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
You're a
little aggressive. We got past that. We hang out sometimes on the beach.
We do.
Hang out sometimes.
Yeah. You like to go to the beach, what Monica says. So Monica, yesterday was, you said hit somebody, yell at whatever, angry day. So what's today? Is today a different emotion day? Today's crying day?
Let's just get through this. No offense or anything, but let's get through this. And then I don't have traffic because I had to stay for traffic yesterday, which the worst day to do it. And then I don't have traffic tonight, so I can be done, go home.
Did you do any angry traffic reports yesterday? Did you really let it out a little bit?
I honestly just hold up. Like, I do it in the pie room in the little production room over there, and nobody come in. Don't touch that door.
Don't come near me.
I'm staying in here by myself. I'm staying away from you.
Mm.
And just no talking. I'm going to kill that bitch. That's what I was thinking about you, Aunt Flo.
We're going to curl up tonight with Mandy Moore.
Yes.
She's a wonderful actress.
And you know what I'll do for you? Just for you, I have snow caps. I'm saving the snow caps for tonight. And we shall,
dark chocolate.
We shall, we shall.
That's pretty good.
That's your go-to?
Oh, I love,
We love non-perils.
Aunt Flo, and Monica, try not to kill me here.
Yes.
But Aunt Flo, she's turning 50. in a couple weeks.
Right.
Bear with me. I got your back on this one. Trust me. I mean, how much longer are you going to keep doing this?
I'm hanging on as long as I can. It's tough.
Why? It's got to be almost over, right?
I see the bright light.
Monica, do you know, what age women in your family go through menopause?
You want to know what's funny is if I have no idea. And I don't talk to my mom. So, I mean.
Right. But your family, your aunts have to. Yeah.
Hi, Ann Annette. When did you stop ragging? I mean, that's weird.
It's not weird. You'd just be like, it could come up in conversation.
Could it? What
you want me to ask her?
I'll ask her. That? I don't know. Will you? Will you ask Ann Annette?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll love to tell you.
Well, how often do you talk to her?
We talk Tuesdays. Every Tuesday.
Oh, perfect.
Tonight's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is
we're
not perfect.
Tonight. And we Why haven't not? Been able to talk because of debates and because tonight's This Is Us.
This Is Us, right.
So you can't fit the conversation in before 8 o'clock?
Well, because, we're doing different time zones. Aunt lives in Arizona. One lives in Central.
Well, what I would say is just start the conversation with, like a down tone. When they ask what's going on, be in pain. And just be like, when does this end?
Yeah.
You guys, exactly. When does it end?
I just checked my calendar and my phone and... Looks like we're at 2042.
Oof. That's a long run.
Is that what goes on in her family?
We got a solid I'm booked up with you for 22 more years.
How will I be there? Yeah, I don't even
know. You got to figure that out.
I can tell you, you'll be 72.
I'm just looking at my calendar.
70.
And Flo, that's cruel.
Two.
An inhuman punishment.
And Flo,
we are family.
That's so gross. Stop.
I like Jerry's Jubilee.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't be upset if you decided to leave before 2042.
Patty on line two. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hey, Monica. Have you ever had Portillo's hot dogs? I went there yesterday.
Yes, I have. They're very good. Why am I talking like this to you?
Are they the best you had?
They're good. They're definitely good. Thanks, Patty. I appreciate that.
Sure. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Now that you ask.
We're doing well,
Patty. I was wondering if you all voted.
Not yet. I plan on voting on Election Day.
Not yet, but soon. Soon, Patty. I'm going to pre-vote, hopefully in a short line this week. Get it over with.
Yeah, I sent mine through the mail, but now I'm wondering if someone might have just dropped them off and left them somewhere. Do you think that's dangerous to put them through the mail?
Nah. I wouldn't do it.
Yes.
I already did it.
El Presidente thinks it's dangerous.
Which one?
The one that...
Which? Donnie, Don.
The president of the Elks Club.
That guy.
Yeah. President Trump.
Thank you, Patty. Kevin on line one. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. With all this Me Too generation, I want to know why the show isn't called the Roger, JP, and Monica Show.
You think it's unfair?
Yeah, y'all are trying to hold two white men trying to hold down Monica.
I got news for you. There's many more white men than that trying to hold down Monica.
Oh, not lately.
Not in the good way.
Well, then, Kevin. But then what about Brett?
Demand now. Y'all are hypocrites. If you don't change the name of the show,
right?
Y'all are hypocrites.
But and then Brett too, though. They're trying white men trying to hold a white man down.
That's right. Time.
That didn't feel good.
You got to have Monica up there. She runs her mouth more than anybody.
So should it be Middays with Monica featuring Roger and JP?
And sometimes Brett.
And throw in a rando?
All three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
And sometimes Brett, it's like A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. Monica, you know what? When exactly is Y a vowel?
Basically... When there's not another vowel, there's no like steadfast. There's exceptions to a lot of things where that's not.
Wasn't there
a vowel.
Wasn't there a dance song?
A E
E
A
E I O U. And sometimes why? Okay, so we didn't both make it up. It has to be.
It is actually a song.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't remember who. Yeah, me either.
But anyway,
I was listening to old school hip hop today on the way in. Remember what people do for money?
What?
People.
Do for money.
I was listening to that on the way. That's crazy.
Who does it?
I have it just right here because I was just listening to it. Stand by.
A-E-A-E-I-O-U. Who is this, Brett?
Freeze? That makes sense.
Do they play on Sesame Street? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Are they singing about vowels? Or is it something, like, what's the premise of the song?
That's just a hook. I don't know.
The guy in the video's got a killer guitar.
Oh, does he?
This is horrible.
Why did I remember this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It goes from I want your love to vowels. When is the Y a vowel?
When it's the only vowel in the word, when it's not at the end of the word. There's a whole bunch of, and there's exceptions to those rules, and it's a whole thing. You just got to know. When you know, you know.
Okay.
What's the one except when it sounds like A as in neighbor and way?
Huh?
Oh, I before E?
Except after C.
Or when it sounds like A as in neighbor and way. That's what it is. I don't even know if that's true.
Well, it's not true because weird is W-E-I-R-D.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one before.
Always screws me up.
There's very few times when there's an exception to the rule. Like, I could maybe count maybe three that are, there's zero exceptions. Everything's got an exception. You just got to learn it. You just got to learn and memorize it, people.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And this song is here now.
Yeah, you know this cold, though.
By the way, JP.
Yeah.
It is Divine Sounds who sings What People Do for Money.
For Monet.
Monet. And then also I listened to Jam On It. Nucleus.
Oh, man.
Jam On It.
Yeah.
That one I know.
Sometimes a little old school hip hop is all it takes.
To make the bleeding stop?
To irritate and flow.
Spoiler alert, it increases my flow.
Oh, no. I'm going the wrong way.
I love old school hip hop. Hip hop, hippity to hippity hip hop. They don't stop. I flow all the time. You can't stop this flow. The rhymes are flowing.
Did Aunt Flo just rap?
I think so. Sure did.
That's right.
That was right up your alley when you were young Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo. I like to say around this time of the month, I'm up in this bitch. No offense. I mean that in like the hip hop kind of way.
Well, that's a compliment right there.
XOXO. AEIOUXOXO.
That's right.
That's why.
All right. We learn more about Aunt Flo every time. Roger and JP at 25 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Be right back.